Supreme by Sarah Pearl was created through my journey of learning and becoming my truest, most authentic self. The journey touched every area of my life, health, spiritual, and mental. What I learned about myself is that I am a powerful being. I can create my own reality and shape my destiny. It is true for me, and it is also true for others. We all have the capacity to be and do whatever we are called to do. But in order for that to happen, we have to operate in our true essence, in our God selves. And so often, life beats us up to the point of doubting our abilities. I am here to remind you of the truth. We are capable of breaking generational curses and changing our family legacies. We can achieve the unthinkable because we are supreme. Follow me so we can go on this journey together. Hey everyone, welcome back to Supreme by Sarah Pearl. I am your host, Sarah Pearl, and I am excited to dive into today's topic. But before I do that, I want to extend a special hello and welcome to my new listeners. Now, this is Supreme by Sarah Pearl, where we are absolutely dedicated to your personal development journey. And we utilize this podcast resource as something that will, as a tool that will help you along your personal development journey. Now, if you haven't already tapped into my social media and my YouTube channel, please do that. On my YouTube channel, you'll be able to get the video version of my podcast, and you can follow my Facebook page as well, but my podcasts are available as well. But I also post different messages for anyone that follows me. So my Facebook and YouTube channel's names are Supreme by Sarah Pearl, and you can follow my Facebook and Instagram personal profiles as Sarah Pearl Thomas. Okay, so with that, let's get into it. Now, a little while ago, I was catching up with some girlfriends about life, figuring like we're going back and forth about where we were in life and trying to see if there was something that we can add to each other that will help them through their current struggle. Okay. Now, that conversation, it revealed a lot to me, and I wanted to share it with you all because it can be a vital component for your own personal development journey. Now, before I get into it, I do need to preface this with what my current state in life was at that point in that conversation. Now, I was invited to a women's conference several months ago by a friend. And I need you guys to understand something, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. When I was invited to this conference, it had been at least a year since I stepped foot into a church. And I mean, I listened to like a few sermons here and there online, but I never actually stepped foot into church. The reason that is because the church that I was attending, I ended up not going anymore for different reasons. Maybe I'll talk about that on a later podcast, but I ended up not having a church home for quite a while, actually. And so it had been a while since I stepped foot into church leading up to this conference. Okay. And so last year was a really big year for me. Okay. It was a big year of change in my spiritual life. So like I mentioned earlier, the church I attended for like 7 years, and I left. And so there was a lot of confusion and anger and just emotional hurt and sadness, just to name a few emotions. But that was the residue of that whole situation. And on top of that, I had taken a completely different route in business. So I had been pursuing this business opportunity for several years, and me and my husband decided that, okay, we need to completely change routes here. And so there was a lot of shifting in my life during like last year and even in 2020. And so when I went to this conference, I didn't know what exactly to expect. So here's the thing, with all those changing that was happening in my life, I never really got the chance to process those changes, because the way that I process change a lot of the times, especially major changes, was in church, was when I was worshiping. That's when I felt God really speaking to me. And since it had been a year since I had been to church, I really hadn't had the opportunity to have those, like to process the things that was happening in my life. And so during this conference, something shifted in my spirit, and I really don't know how else to describe it. At one point I was, you know, like I was with a group of ladies, and at one point I was, you know, mingling with them, having a great conversation, eating lunch with them, and, you know, we were having a good time. And then all of a sudden the shift happened, and my spirit, it felt heavy all of a sudden, and I no longer felt conversational and social, and I just really wanted to crawl in my shell, like, to be honest, because I wanted to crawl in my shell and be alone, because I really didn't know what was happening. But with me being who I am, I tried to ignore it. Like, something was trying to tell me something, but I tried to ignore it. And so I busied myself with, like, creating a bracelet at a bracelet station that they had set up at the conference. Okay. And so when the final session started, it started with worship. Okay. And y'all, as soon as worship started, I was a crying mess. I was just boohooing. You know, it came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it. And so everything that had been weighing on me, everything that was had never been expressed for well over a year, I began to process it, and a divine understanding began to wash over me. And God began telling me things. Things that I've been needing to hear for so long that I didn't even realize it. And so these three things that he told me, I think you all can get glean some light and understanding and perspective from it as well. So the first thing he told me was that I have not forgotten about the vision that I gave you 5+ years ago. Y'all, there has been a vision in me and in my husband for several years. And so when things started to get a little rocky, when things started to change, I felt like that vision was no longer, it was null and void. And so when God told me that he hasn't forgotten about it, that it's still a thing, that it is still within reach, that really encouraged me and it set me free. And so I want to remind you guys, just because some things may have changed around you, it doesn't mean that the vision and the dream that you have is null and void. Okay. The second thing, you are not alone. So when I was talking to my friends about my update in life and everything, I was so afraid that they would judge me. And I had no reason to feel that way because they have never judged me and probably never will. But I couldn't get out of my head that they would and that other people would. Like, I haven't been to church in a year. Like, oh my gosh, what would they think? He told me that I'm not alone, okay? And you are not alone. A lot of the times we do feel alone, but that's only because of the state of mind that we're in. It's not because we're physically alone, okay? And the last thing, which is the ultimate message that I want to leave you guys with, is that he told me he had to shake my foundation. He had to shake my foundation so that anything that was not rooted in him and laid in him would not stand, so that he could expand my perspective. Did y'all get that? He shook my foundation so that anything that was not him was shaken out of my life. It was torn down. Okay. So when I took a change in the business venture that I told you about earlier, what happened was, he expanded my perspective to create in this podcast. He expanded my perspective to create the Supreme Buy or the Supreme Lifestyle ebook and the website and so much more. Right. So he shook my foundation. Okay. And in that, beautiful things started to emerge. Okay. And when I left the church, I began understanding God beyond the walls of the structured service and beyond the sermons that were spoon-fed to me. Like, I began to understand him through my own perspective. I began to understand God from my own perspective. And that's powerful. My foundation was shaken, and what remained was exactly what God intended. what remained was love of God, extreme love of God, key relationships, and my passion to live the life God called me to live. Okay. Those were the things God needed me to see in order for me to move to the next step in my life. So God had to shake my foundation a bit, and it was uncomfortable. But the reason I told you all of that is because if you want to live up to your potential, which is basically you living the life God set out for you, you will need to connect with Him spiritually. You will need to connect with your spirituality. Okay, God is the ruler of my life, and He steers me according to His will. You will not be able to be who you are created to be without your Creator's guidance. Okay, He has given you everything you need to succeed, but in order to activate that, you have to plug into the power source. My intentions are not to preach to you, even though it may sound like I am. I don't want to preach to you. What I want you to do after listening to this podcast is what I always recommend. Journal. Okay. Let's journal about the things in your life that may have discouraged you, the things in your life that may have changed your entire direction, and what came of that shift in direction. What came of it, okay? And what message was the divine creator trying to tell you in there, okay? Or are you still running from it? Have you still not processed it, okay? So that's the message that I'm gonna leave you guys with today, and the journaling assignment that I want to leave you with as well. Feel free to reach out to me as always on any of my social media pages. Comment, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. And you can always email me at supremebysarahpearl@gmail.com. I love you all, and we'll talk soon. Bye.